It's time for the Podcateer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podcateer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podcateers, and welcome to episode 57 of the Podcateer Podcast. I'm going today to play a reprise of some stuff from 2008 that never made it on the show. My daughter and I made a trip out to Walt Disney World in Florida, and we recorded a lot of audio, a lot of neat stuff, and as I said, it never made it onto the show. I'm just a little down this week with what's going on in Anaheim. Yeah, I don't want to go into it here. This is supposed to be an upbeat show about Disneyland, and I try to keep it happy. If you want to know what's going on, just Google Anaheim Police Department. You'll see what's going on. And I haven't made it out to the park because I'm just afraid if I ran into a member of the Anaheim Police Department, I might have a thing or two to tell them. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that. Like I said, there's plenty of stuff out there for you to see what's going on, and I suggest that you do. And if you live in the city of Anaheim, let them know what you think, because I have. So, that's enough of that. Okay, hey, like I said, this is some cool audio. It's from 2008, and it is from my second trip to Walt Disney World with my daughter. So, I hope you enjoy all of this that I put out there, and I'll be back to wrap up the show when it's all over.
Hello, Podcateers, and welcome to a special edition of Podcateer. My daughter and I are here in Florida. We are at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Just got here. Just gate opened about 15 minutes ago. I am sitting here in my little scooter. I have back trouble, so since I know we're going to be here for 6 days and I'm going to be doing, we're going to be doing a lot of quote-unquote walking, I figured this was the best way for me to make it the whole six-day trip. It's a beautiful day. It's about, I'd say about 65 degrees, very sunny. It's been a cold spell, but it's supposed to warm up a little bit today. So I'll put this on hold until we wander around a little bit and I have some more to say. Because right now, we've been here before, but it's changed quite a bit. They added the Expedition Everest and some stuff. People are looking at me like I'm in the way, so I'm going to go try to find a little more out-of-the-way place to sit. So we'll be back.
I wanna go park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle cruise roaring, toy story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight.
All right, we're walking around here. Actually, I'm rolling around. My daughter's walking. When you first come in, there's a lot of little displays or, I don't know, little caged-in areas where they have ducks and swans and...
Guarding an egg.
Oh. There's a bird with an egg. Lots of ducks. And these cranes over here. Running water. It's just really pretty.
You have to see.
I have to see? What do I have to see?
The bird and the little egg.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yep. Birds protecting their soon-to-be offspring. A waterfall.
I never noticed that.
What did you never notice?
How ducks, when they sit down, they put their legs under their feathers.
Keep them, keep their feet warm.
That's cool.
Yeah, they have built-in down comforters. Huh? Huh? Funny, huh? Yeah, this is way too cool. Oh, no, we got something over here. It's furry. It's like a giant rat. Some kind of marsupial. When I was a kid, I used to be able to name all the animals.
Oh, yeah? Not anymore?
Not anymore. I don't remember. The brain's gone, along with the rest of me. Coming in over here where there's a very nice waterfall. That's cute. We have a sign here. It says, out foraging. Back soon. You see the sign back there?
No.
It says out foraging, be back soon. I don't know what was in there. They have it covered up with green plastic. You can't tell. Oh, yeah, that's a rhinoceros iguana.
Yeah. I don't see him.
You want an iguana? Oh, we're here at a fork in the road.
That was a cool picture, and then the stupid duck flew away.
The one guarding the egg?
No. The another one. Which way did we come from?
That way? Well, I don't know. I'd say the entrance is probably that way, judging from how many people are coming that way.
That's good.
One thing I've discovered about these scooters is people act like you're invisible.
That little kid over there pushed me out of the way.
Little kid pushed you?
She was kind of like this and pushed me out of the way. I'm like, where's that?
East Coast attitude. You have to remember where we're at here.
You can walk around if you want.
Yeah, sorry anybody on the East Coast that listens to this, but you have a bad reputation.
See the night in a whole new light.
So good.
Summer Nightastic. This summer at the Disneyland Resort.
Well, it's been a whirlwind day. I haven't had a chance to record too much because we've been flying all over the place. Here it is about 8 o'clock or a little after, and we're just inside of Epcot, standing underneath the monorail track here at the giant golf ball. And it sure looks cool at night. Got like a purplish tint to it. We just got off the monorail. I'm driving one of these little scooters around the park, which is saving my legs. And I don't know where my daughter's going, but I'm gonna go catch up to her. But we're having a great time. The food's been great. We went over to the Polynesian Hotel and had the luau, the Aloha Luau, and that was real nice. So we're stopping to do something with the picture. We're taking a picture, or they're taking a picture. All right, well, I have to shut this off for a second and get my picture taken. I'll be back. Well, they're shooting off fireworks that we can't see. I can see the smoke and hear the noise. We just got our picture taken in front of the giant golf ball. And I'm driving my scooter in a parade of scooters. Like I said, we're having a real nice time. The weather's been pretty nice. It's getting a little chilly at night, but not too bad. I don't remember seeing these before.
Yeah, you do.
I do? Okay. My daughter says I do remember. And I don't remember.
They were here?
Okay. And a fountain and Spaceship Earth. But I understand they've completely redone Spaceship Earth since we were here. So what is our destination, Delilah? Okay, that sounds good. Say hello to my listeners.
Hi!
That's my friend Delilah. She is from West Virginia. And we met her here, her and her brother. And Kim. And we are catching up to them. James has been in one of these scooters for a while, and he drives about 700 miles an hour. All right, well, we're going to put this to a... We're going to put this to a halt for a little while and go try Spaceship Earth. Once I get on there, if there's anything interesting, I'll do some audio. So we'll be back.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Okay, that didn't work. But I know something that will.
Well, we're going to do some park audio here of Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Of energy. How are you? No need to answer. You know, you're probably surprised to see me here, aren't you? But then there's probably a lot of places you'd be surprised to see me when you think about it. If you were driving in your car, for instance, okay? Close your eyes. You're in your car. No, close your eyes. In the car. But right now, think about it. You're in your car, you're driving, and then all of a sudden from the back seat, I just pop up and go, hey! You just whack me in the head, wouldn't you? That wouldn't be nice. But then it wouldn't be nice for me to do that to you. How'd I get in your car anyway? Did you lock the car? Maybe it was your fault. Maybe I'm just teaching you a lesson. But the point is, to see me here as a spokesperson for the universe of energy, I mean, that's crazy, you know. I mean, I'm an expert on a lot of things. You know that. I know that. But not a lot of things. A few things. But energy. I mean, there was a time I could care less about it. And then suddenly everything changed. One day I was sitting in my apartment. I was sitting in my apartment when... There it is. I'd offer you some snacks, but she... I mean, I can't hear me. Hey, hey, you! How about sharing some of those chips? No, you're on a diet. Me? How about you? Anywho, I'm watching TV and my favorite show is about to start.
This is Jeopardy!
Yes! I told you it was my favorite show. What is? Who is it? And of course, no one locks their doors in New York.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Hey, Bill Nye the Science Guy, it's Ellen, the, Just Ellen, I guess. What can I do you for?
I'd like to borrow some aluminum foil, a clothespin, and a candle.
Another hot day, huh?
Actually, I'm working on a new experiment.
Take whatever you need. I don't want to miss any of the game.
What are you watching?
Jeopardy.
Yes. What?
It's my old college roommate, Judy Peterson. She was such a smarty pants, know-it-all. I had the best nickname for her, though.
What was that?
Stupid Judy.
Ellen, that makes no sense. She has a PhD.
I know, but it made me feel better. So now I guess she's some hotshot energetic professor.
She's a professor of energy.
Whatever. Who cares about stupid Judy and her stupid energy?
Ellen, energy's the most important thing in the universe.
Oh, yeah, sure. Take her side.
I'm not taking her side. It's just that without energy, nothing would go. Nothing would happen. I mean, there'd be nothing.
Well, then we'd really be in jeopardy now, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, what is, thanks for the supplies, and see you later.
What is? Bye-bye.
It's the Parliament of Israel.
What is the Knesset?
Right again. Go.
Right again, Judy.
U.S. Constitution.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy. Maybe the universe needs energy, but I don't. I'll take a nap for 100.
I know. Big piece of corn right there in the teeth. How could you not see? I'm going to have to call you back. Now, as most of you know, when someone falls asleep watching TV, that person is going to have a what? Anyone? Anyone?
A crick in the neck?
Bad hair day.
A dream sequence.
That's right, ma'am, a dream sequence. Right. Mine was more of a nightmare, actually. And we should get some fog in here. Always nice to spice up a dream sequence with fog. No, not in here. Over there. In the dream. Scary, huh?
In the game. Here are the categories for the first round of play. Solar energy, wind power, energy from water, fossil fuels, fusion, and finally, gas. Ellen, since this is your dream, we'll let you make the first selection.
I will take fossil fuels for, let's go 100.
Fine. The answer is, this was formed from microscopic plants and animals trapped in ocean floor sediments millions of years ago. Ellen.
Yes, I know that one. That's, the stuff trapped? Microscopic fuels and plants and animals and...
Sorry, Ellen. We were looking for something more than just an embellishment of what I had already said. Anyone else? Judy.
What is petroleum, Alex? What is bituminous? What is solar thermal conversion? What is hydroelectric? What is helium?
And so, as we come to the end of the first round, ladies and gentlemen, Judy has a commanding lead. Ellen has her work cut out for her, and Dr. Einstein is nowhere, relatively speaking.
Is this a nightmare or what?
Oh, Ellen, your first correct response.
Freeze!
This is my dream. I'm in control now. I can still win. I still have a chance to.
Ellen!
Who is it?
It's me, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Hey, I'm glad you came to help me.
Actually, I came to see Einstein.
Wow, you're getting clobbered.
Yeah, this Nightmare Jeopardy version's a lot harder than the home version. Can you help me?
Sure, but first we have to go back.
Back stage?
No, way back, like many billion years ago.
Okay, but can we stop at a mini mart or something and get some snacks? Because I have a tendency to get hungry after a couple billion years.
No can do. Time's a waste.
Wait, it's not even over. It gets really weird from here. Now some person I don't even know reminds me there's no eating, drinking, smoking, or flash photography allowed in my dream.
That's right, Mom. There's no eating, drinking, smoking, or flash photography allowed in your dream.
And no videotaping. Okay? And those of you who are just walking in right now, you're late. Where have you been? I love your hair. No, not you. No, I mean, it's all right, but that's cute. Yeah. Anyway, so you're not completely lost. Here's a recap of what has been going on. I'm Ellen. Hi. I love Jeopardy. I used to not care about energy at all until I had a nightmare that I was on Jeopardy and all the categories were about energy. Oh, don't I know it's scary. So my neighbor, Bill Nye, steps in to help me out. Bill Nye, the science guy. Do you know him? Well, anyway, so he comes in to help me out. That's what's going on. Got it? Good. If you don't, then that's your problem because you're late. And you think about that next time.
This time we step up to the yellow stripes here and we'll go going to our traveling theaters. Of course, for this presentation will become very loud and dark. Also, there's no exit. Once you enter the traveling theaters, you will have to stay there for 37 minutes. If you need to exit, please use the doors you see on your left.
It's empty.
Oh, damn it.
You sure it's not that one and it was that way?
Maybe. It's like Star Tours.
This is how they should have done the Great American Movie Ride. Like you were in a theater and then had it go through the
break
ride.
Break it down, do it separately.
Bienvenidos. Para su seguridad, manténganse alejado de las puertas del vehículo. Coloquen sus efectos personales en el piso y no cambien de fila. Se ruega no tomar fotos con flash ni usar iluminación para video. Gracias. Que disfruten del sueño de Ellen.
Just as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, this ride is 37 minutes long. If you feel that you can't sit through a 37-minute ride, you can see one of our cast members in the back and they will gladly assist you. Once this ride is activated, ladies and gentlemen, there is no standing up or switching seats. If you stand or switch seats while this ride is activated, the ride will be stopped and everyone will have to be evacuated. So for your own safety and courtesy of others, please do not stand or switch seats once this ride is activated. Thank you. This ride is now activated, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep your eyes closed and stay clear of the door. For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the theater car, Ellen's dream, and be sure to watch your children. Bienvenidos al sueño de Ellen. Manténganse alejado de las puertas del vehículo y no cambien de fila. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del vehículo y vigilen a sus niños. ¡Gracias! And now, let's return to Ellen's dream.
Why is it so dark?
Because there's nothing to see.
Let me get this straight. You brought me back billions of years so you could show me nothing?
Sort of, but out of this nothingness, many scientists believe the universe was born.
Must have been a big delivery, huh?
Yeah. See that single point of very hot, very dense matter? It contains all the energy of the universe, and it's about to expand at an astonishing rate. Oh, here. Better put these on. Hearing protectors. Because it's the Big Bang.
The Big Bang?
No, the Big Bang.
The Big Bang?
The Big Bang.
Oh.
Now, what you're about to witness took place over billions of years. Oh, boy. There's the cover.
All right, universe, you're clear to take off.
Thank you. our banks.
If it had the ears, that'd be Jar Jar Binks.
Thank you.
University.
Cool. I mean, hot. I mean, coolly hot. Or hotly cool. So why don't we just make everything solar?
Not so fast. For one thing, it's not sunny enough everywhere. And although the sunshine is free, solar electricity still isn't that cheap. But it's getting there.
Okay, in the meantime, let's just pick another category.
All right.
Today, we're using the clean energy of moving air, wind, to generate electricity.
Well, then why don't we just get a bunch of wind farmers to harvest a big old crop of wind?
We're starting to, where it's windy. But remember, to power a whole city, you need a whole lot of wind.
And when the wind stops blowing, we'd be left in the dark, wouldn't we?
Switch to another source of energy.
Problems are solved.
Not quite. We've already used many of the best sites. And sometimes building a dam can be pretty hard on the ecosystem.
Seems like there are pros and cons to every one of these. What gives?
Well, Alan, there are no easy answers. The sun, water, geothermal steam, even wood all contribute.
are so tall, they would tower over the Empire State Building. I mean, that's big!
Oh, great. Just what my nightmare needs. Big old human, munching, bone crunching, Ellen Luncheon shark.
I think it's double jeopardy, Ellen.
There you are. Where have you been? The beginning of the universe. There were dinosaurs, and I was in the bathroom. There no more paper towels.
Yeah, right. There. Could we get Ellen to the set, please?
Well, you've been absolutely amazing so far. Blowing away the opponents here.
Well, my IQ is 210.
But I'll tell you something, Judy. The thing that really amazed me was that you and Ellen were in the same class
yes,
at school.
We were actually roommates. I used to call her Stupid Ellen.
5 seconds. Okay. All right, players, we're ready to begin the second round. And Ellen, would you start us off by making a selection, please?
I sure will, Alex. I will take dinosaurs for 800.
Ellen, you do know that the more expensive the question, the harder it is.
Oh, no, I did. Let me rethink that, Ben. Dinosaurs for 1,000, Alex.
Okay, the answer is, this is when scientists believe dinosaurs first appeared on the Earth. Ellen.
What is 220 million years ago, give or take a day?
You're absolutely right.
What is the sun? What is hydrogen, Alex? What are photovoltaics? What is fire? Which, by the way, is what sparked the progress of human civilization. Alex, I don't know if you knew that, huh?
Correct again. Amazingly enough, at the end of this double jeopardy round, you have managed to come from way behind to tie Judy for the lead. Well done.
Well, I just have to figure out how to work this little cookie thing here.
How could she possibly learn so much during the commercial break? She's obviously cheating.
Zip it, Judy. Dr. Einstein. You have no money, sir, and that means we're going to have to say goodbye. However, we want to thank you for coming here today, and we do have some lovely party gifts for you backstage.
Yes, here's a party gift for you right now, Alex.
It's a long-lasting, low-energy light bulb. Enjoy the efficiency.
Boy, there goes a real bundle of energy, huh? All right, ladies, you will recall that our final Jeopardy category on today's program is the future of energy. And so if you're ready, here is the final Jeopardy answer for you. This is the one source of power that will never run out. Good luck. Let's see how well you did. Judy, we'll start with you. You wrote down nothing.
That's correct, Alex, because there is No answer.
Well, actually, you're wrong. Let's take a look at your wager. Oh, that's too bad. You risked everything you had, and that means you lose $17,800, and you wind up with nothing. Let's go down to Ellen now and see what she came up with as a response to our final Jeopardy clue. Ellen?
What is brain power, Alex?
You are correct. And your wager? You too risked everything, but you doubled your score to $35,600, and that makes you, Ellen, our new Jeopardy champion. Congratulations!
So that's how I became an energy expert. Again, expert may not be the exact right word, more expert-ish. Anyway, I'm gonna go, look out for the dinosaur! Kidding, okay. Bye-bye now.
Gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at the Universe of Energy. Please gather your belongings, take small children by the hand, and exit through the open doors at the back of the theater. Thank you again, and enjoy the rest of your night here at Epcot.
I didn't bring any small children. Does that mean I can go home if I want?
Yeah.
That's all right. I haven't got small children. I've already raised mine.
That was the Universe of Energy, Ellen DeGeneres' ride. So that's going to be about it for today. This is Leap Year Day, February 29th. And we're at Epcot.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
Podketeers, that wraps up day one of our trip to Florida. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, next week, I'm going to play at least day two, and maybe the whole thing, of our trip to Florida. So you can hear everything we got. Now, I did take out a few things. I did record the Spaceship Earth, and I listened to the audio, and it's just not very good. That was before I had the binaural microphones, and the audio is too low. And it just didn't sound good. Now, I am going to say one little thing about what is going on in the city of Anaheim. And I'm not going to go ranting and raving, but I am very disturbed by what the Anaheim Police Department is doing. And it's just really unfortunate. They're taking tactics that just are not what should be going on in an American city. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. You obviously have a computer if you're listening to the show and have access to the internet. So do me and yourself a favor and search on Google as to what's going on in the city of Anaheim. Because it is my opinion that the police chief in the city of Anaheim should be removed. Because his actions and the behavior of the police under his authority, it just doesn't belong in an American city. Now that's all I'm going to say. And it would be in your best interest and the best interest of all Americans to pay attention to this kind of thing. Because if you want to live in a free society, you have to, you know, you have a responsibility to step up and pay attention to this. Because if you don't, we're not going to be living in a free society much longer. Okay, I'm off of my soapbox. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back next week. Sans all of this political and comments and so forth. And I apologize for adding this to the show, but I just didn't feel right in doing a happy-go-lucky show without at least making a mention of what's going on in the city. I just felt it was my public duty to alert you to what's going on.
So please pay attention. Okay. Y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week. And hey, meet me at the park.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This show has been brought to you by the wonderful folks at Toys Etc. Please visit their website at www.toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
To tears, I'd just like to take a moment to thank my buddy, Rick Moyer, at MoyerMultimedia.com for his amazing work on our theme song. If you need any kind of voiceover work, if you need a theme song for a podcast or for anything else, you make sure you check out his website at MoyerMultimedia.com. That's Rick Moyer. Thank you, Rick.
The great caricature artwork on the Podcateer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
Little add-on to that ad for Catherine's website. She is now a student at the California Institute of the Arts, which was heavily funded by Walt Disney and really was the main school later on for a lot of the Disney artists. It was the home of John Lasseter and Tim Burton and many, many others. So we're very proud of Catherine and proud that I have a picture of myself drawn by her. So we wish her nothing but the best. And if you run across her website and need something drawn, please, 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 please have it done. And let her know we sent you.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons or Disney characters without satirical purpose or the act of reviewing a product or reporting on an event is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California and is protected by a Creative Commons Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.